All right. I've got another little thing here. Each week we kind of read a Bible passage. I'm going to share one here. Let's see. Today's passage is from 1 Chronicles 20, 1 through 12. And I want you to think about this question today. Last week was gratitude. Today, the encouragement to really bring down our anxiety is this little phrase, peace of God will guard your heart, right from Philippians chapter 4. The peace of God will guard your heart. Have you ever endured a perfect storm of bad events? What happened? How did you spiritually and emotionally face the storm? So when we think of storms, we oftentimes think of, the storms that I think of are, I've been in three hurricanes in my life, and it's not just one thing. It's not just the hurricane force winds. It's the rain. It's the traffic on the highways. It's that tree that's kind of about ready to fall over on the house. It's a whole bunch of things. It's like, everything just when that storm comes. And that's oftentimes what happens to us with the anxiety that we have. It's not just one thing. It's I can't sleep, and or I can't figure out my schedule, what it's going to look like in 2 weeks, or I'm really missing my folks, or the diagnosis from the doctor really is challenging. And those things just stack up, and it just becomes a perfect storm. We're going to read a Bible passage here that describes one of those moments. It's one of these, your favorite king in the Bible, right? Jehoshaphat. Okay, I know you all love Jehoshaphat, so I'm teasing you. This is from 2 Chronicles chapter 20. Does anyone want to read that? Can anyone see that to read that? Is anyone bold enough to read that? Or I can do it too.
I can do it.
Go ahead, Bill.
21 to 12.
Yep. You can read from your Bible too. Yep.
I'd have to because I haven't memorized it yet.
Okay.
After this, the Moabites and Ammonites with some of the, that's hyphenated, Muites came to make war on Jehoshaphat. Some men came and told Jehoshaphat, a vast army is coming against you from Edom, from the other side of the sea. It is already in Hazon Tamar, that is in Gedi. If I'd have known these words in there, I would not have volunteered. Alarmed, Jehoshaphat resolved to inquire of the Lord, and he proclaimed a fast for all Judah. The people of Judah came together to seek help from the Lord. Indeed, they came from every town in Judah to seek him. Then Jehoshaphat stood up in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem at the temple of the Lord in the front of the new courtyard and said, O Lord, God of our fathers, are you not the God who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. Power and might are in your hand, and no one can withstand you. O our God, did you not drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham, your friend? They have lived in it and have built a sanctuary for your name, saying, if calamity comes upon us, whether the sword of judgment or plague or famine, we will stand in your presence before this temple that bears your name, and will cry out to you in our distress, and you will hear us and save us. But now here are men from Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, whose territory you would not allow Israel to invade when they came from Egypt. So they turned away from them and did not destroy them. See how they are repaying us by coming to drive us out of the possession you gave us as our inheritance? O our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
Thanks, Bill. I appreciate that. There are a lot of tough names there. So what we have here, just to recap, is Israel's getting attacked by multiple nations. There looks to be alliances with these kings. This was very common during this time. You didn't just take on another, your enemy. You went and found a couple allies, then you'd go and attack. And that's what's happening here. And they are facing insurmountable odds here, the Israelites. What was Jehoshaphat's response to the perfect storm of armies that were preparing to attack? Did you catch any thoughts there? What was his response?
To pray.
Turn to God. Any other thoughts there? Yeah, kind of look to God. And so I'm not going to have Bill do this, but if we were to have Bill read the rest of that little passage, if I would have been in Jehoshaphat's shoes. So when I read that passage, if I'm Jehoshaphat, this is what I'm doing. I'm calling up allies to come and attack these people that are coming to get me. Or I'm starting to just make some weapons so that we can get ready for attack. Or I'm getting out of Dodge. I'm going to Egypt. That's what I'm doing. So I encourage you to take a look at this passage, because guess what Jehoshaphat does? I'm going to tell Colleen this. Jehoshaphat puts the choir out in front and then starts singing. And something crazy happens. It scatters these armies and there's no battle. It wasn't just the singing. It was the idea that the Lord was leading them into a very challenging storm. And so that's the beautiful thing. So next time you see Colleen, tell her why isn't the choir out in front in the battle scene? You know, why they're always in the pews. We need to get them out. So all right.
Pastor, what Bible reference was that again?
That was, I believe, Second Chronicles. Second Chronicles 20.
Thank you.
Yep. Yeah. It just encouragement that God's with us. God's with us in a perfect storm, and we're led by Him.